Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Happy May 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dreary Monday afternoon, but the weather's, like, the temperature's not too bad.
Yeah.
I want it to actually rain a little more.
Yes.
To knock
yes.
all that crap off of the
yes.
trees. And it teased me a little bit. They were like, okay, it started raining. I was like, dope. Just start, you know, getting all
Open
that
up.
Green,
yep.
get all that green crap off of my car, please. Get
mm-hmm.
it off my car. And then, like, the rain stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck, weather? But, well, it's still, like, gloomy outside, like, it's gonna rain. Like, I swear to God, if it goes, like, sunny, I'm mm-hmm. just gonna be like, it'll be the one time I'll be upset that it's actually sunny outside.
It's supposed to rain till about 6 o'clock, then it'll be overcast. It's supposed to be nice tomorrow, I think.
It's supposed to be gorgeous tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be 84 degrees
mm-hmm.
and sunny.
Well, it's May the 4th be with you.
And it's May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm. And then it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. And then it's May the 6th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff coming up.
Yes, sir.
First, it's the first official week of May, I guess,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be May. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. Mm-hmm. Roses are red. Violets are not gray.
Mm-hmm.
But in a few days, it's going to be May, but it's already May 3rd, so
yes.
it's May. And this is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. That's my social media handle. And with me, as always, is Bobby at rhanson817. That's his social media handle. And we always try to get in a little pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag.
Mm-hmm.
I got some notes. I got a couple of stories I wanted to run by you.
Dig it.
Things to talk about.
Dig it.
So, yeah, let's get this started. So, I mean, with everything going on, first off, number one, we were talking the other day. I got my first COVID-19 vaccine.
Nice.
Everything that people told me, I factored in.
Okay.
And I planned accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I kept hearing is drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water.
Yes, sir.
And the other thing that I also read was about, I was like, you know, like, I'm a bartender and you have casual drinks,
mm-hmm.
decompress after work,
mm-hmm.
whatever have you. It was like, does alcohol really affect you before, during?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no evidence to confirm it or deny on either way.
Right.
But I decided that going into it, vaccine number one, I was like, all right, let me just take like 2-3 days off. I won't have anything to drink, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just drink water and just try to, you know, just not have anything non-alcoholic. And I think that was actually probably the best move to do going into getting a vaccine. And I don't know if people out there, there's a lot of people I talked to. I was like, yeah, I got the first vaccine. They're like, oh, really? That's great. I'm like, really? Like, you, like, I just got it as soon as I was able to get it.
Right.
And I feel like there's a lot of people's like, oh, wow, that's really cool. Like, I feel like the general vibe of people that I talk to are like, oh, okay, cool. That's great that you got it. How you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and in the sound of their voice, it sounds like, yeah, I guess I'll get it whenever. I'm just
right.
like, and in my mind, I was like, don't you want shit to go back to normal? Because
there was actually a stat this morning on the news that this is the first time that they've had the drug makers have actually made a surplus. So that means they now
they got extra.
Yeah, because people are not asking for it as much anymore. The mega sites are walking now. I feel bad for the six gut people standing outside of the Meadowlands, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it just seems like for travel, for just trying to get back to regular life, getting a vaccine is your ticket for things to pretty much go back to normal.
With herd immunity, though, you don't need 100%.
Okay.
So some of the thinking that I've heard is somewhat silly, and it's like, you know, I don't want to be part of a test, and you know, now of course there's some false information that's come out about this stuff is really bad for you and yada 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 and everything else. But you only need about 65% for technical herd immunity. So I wonder how many people are actually just thinking, well, if everyone else gets it, it makes it a lot less easy to be transmitted, and you know, if the infection rate is down and everything else, then whatever. It's just like the flu. I get it. But
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, okay, if that's the line of thinking you want to go to, mm-hmm. okay, fine. I feel like people aren't going to get it until it gets to that point where it's like, well, you actually need a vaccine to get on this ride. You need the vaccine.
Right.
And I feel like until that day comes, there's a lot of people that are just going to have that same train of thought of like, okay, herd immunity, yada, yada, yada. Like, they're not going to get it until it's absolutely necessary mm-hmm. that they have to get it.
Probably.
But I'm going away in August.
Sure.
So, and my mom's vaccinated fully. Mm-hmm. My sister's vaccinated fully. Mm-hmm. So, I was the last one to do it. And luckily enough, the one thing I kept hearing about was the Pfizer vaccine. Because you mm-hmm. have Pfizer, Moderna, you have J&J. Mm-hmm. J&J obviously just came back on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Just with a warning label being like, you might get blood clots.
Right.
But everybody kept talking about Pfizer. And I feel like Pfizer was the one. I was treating Pfizer and Moderna. I was treating it like, you know how with airlines. There's certain airlines you take, and then there's some you just don't take. Like, you have preferences.
Sure.
So, I like United. I like JetBlue. Mm-hmm. I think Virgin Atlantic, mm-hmm. before they merged with Air Alaska, it's a gorgeous plane.
Okay.
It's probably the best plane and ride that I went on. So I factor that in with what everybody was talking about Pfizer and Moderna. I mm-hmm. feel like everybody sure. kept talking about Pfizer, not really too many people talked about Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to go on the portal, the NJ.gov portal, figure this out. And I was able to navigate that, find a Walgreens a couple towns away.
Nice.
And they said which vaccine they had on hand, and it was the Pfizer.
You had the option.
Well, here's the thing. You could... If you through the portal, it shows you which places will have what. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you could technically choose.
That's awesome.
Depending on how thorough you want. You want to just go and just get a vaccine? Okay, fine.
Right.
But I was like investigating just because the Pfizer one was the one I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Walgreens, got my shot in the morning, and the one thing I kept hearing was like, if you feel anything, you're going to feel it the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, whether you feel some symptoms, you might feel a little sick, a little nauseous, yada, yada, yada. But drink lots of water. So that was the one thing that kept running through my mind.
Sure.
So drink water I did. Mm-hmm. And not only that, I went and I got liquid IV.
Mm-hmm.
Because liquid IV is one of those things where it's electrolyte mix, for all those who don't know. And you mix it into a bottle of water, a glass of water, and apparently the level of hydration, electrolytes, in one bottle is the equivalent to like three bottles. So you have one bottle of water, it's like you have three bottles of water.
Nice.
So I was like, hell yeah, if I'm supposed to drink lots of water, why not just boost, you know, it's like putting nitrous in your car. Like, let's just go turbo on it, mm-hmm. you know?
Of course.
And that's what I did.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, and I was going to the bathroom heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of am, actually, because now I'm mm-hmm. kind of, like, just stayed with the whole, like, drinking a lot of water thing. And for everybody that drinks a lot of water out there, good for you. When you are behind a bar and you're running around, you let alone don't have time to get a glass of water. You don't even have time to eat, let alone get a glass of water
mm-hmm.
or something to drink. So there are times where, like, hours and hours and hours, you're just running around like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I never ate today. Oh, right. Yeah, I never had a... I didn't go to the bathroom today.
Right.
You know, it's especially in a Hoboken setting, which now we were just talking before we got on the mics here, that from, I think, May 7th, and everything's going to slowly start bar seating supposedly coming back at bars in Hoboken. Mm-hmm. And... the 50% occupancy, I think the way that they worded it, they're like, will no longer be in effect. So I guess they're making it sound like it's going to be 100%, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and I'm like, dope. Great. Mm-hmm. But you still have to implement the 6 feet social distance.
Right.
I'm curious to see how that's going to work out, but got a couple days to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Family Rabbit Hole Podcast. Zach, Kevin, K. Diddy with me as always at rhanson817. And like I said, we got a lot of stuff to get into today. How are you doing, first off?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah. I'm good. I'm just chilling. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a question for you regarding that.
And what's
because
that?
You tend to go, you've gone out and about a little bit more than I have. Like, I still haven't really gone back to a restaurant to eat or a bar to even sit and like have drinks or anything like that. Like, okay. I'm kind of limited to like very, very close friends, people who I know take it at the same level of seriousness that I do and everything like that. How are you going to feel the first time you see your bar at 100% capacity and it's like the way Hoboken used to be?
I'm going to be a little hesitant.
Okay.
It's going to cross my mind because even actually I was at the gym today. Mm-hmm. And I was noticing, I'm like, we were talking, and I was just like, the last couple of times and on the podcast, whatever have you, it's like, it's a bunch of people that I've always seen at the gym since day one.
Right.
This is probably one of the first times I've seen a lot of, like, who the fuck is that guy?
Right.
Who the fuck is
right.
that person?
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess now what you would hope for is that because people are getting vaccinated, mm-hmm. because people sure. are making better choices, now more people are starting to come out.
Sure.
That's yeah. the hope, mm-hmm. right? You just hope that people just... we're like, all right, the bars are back open, I'm going back out.
Right.
But weren't doing the right thing previous to that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm not vaccinated. Oh, yeah, I'm not wearing a mask.
Right.
I'm just going back out now because I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's not the case. I mean, it's probably going to be a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also a part of me that's like, well, you know, at least like I'm halfway there in terms of vaccination, so I'm gonna keep rocking my mask and keep sure. my fucking distance from people
right,
and
right.
whatever have you. So I'm nervous about it. It's exciting because obviously it's one more step of like normalcy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it's gonna be interesting, and it's gonna be a work in progress. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I will say this. After the shot, everybody's like, oh, you might feel stuff, this, that, and the other thing. Besides the fact that my arm was sore, and it wasn't even my arm.
Mm-hmm.
It was like my shoulder. Yep. Like my shoulder, like cap. Yep. Other than that, I was fine. I was like, all right, let me like... so my arm... because you're bartending. I'm bartending. What are you doing half the time? You're grabbing bottles. You're picking up bottles. Mm-hmm. You're pouring bottles. You're pouring beers. You know, you're picking up cases of beer and this, that, and the other. So you're doing a lot of, like, everything is pretty much, like, you need hands and arms
right.
to bartend. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, sure. okay, me just naturally bartending will, like, even if I'm in pain, I'm just going to, like, power through it, which is what I did. But then I was like, let me, like, go to the gym and kind of, like, see, kind of gauge how much this hurts mm-hmm. in terms of, you know... arm workouts, shoulder workouts, things like that. And, like, yeah, it bothered me for, like, a hot second. But all in all, it was...
Wasn't, like, too bad?
No.
No? Okay. No.
I will say this. I mean, besides the whole water thing, liquid IV thing, I feel really good
yeah.
in the sense of... mm-hmm. And not just because, like, oh, you got the vaccine. It's like, I think... I felt like a lot of times when I was talking even before, I always felt like I was, like, kind of, like drained. Kind of, like,
sure.
whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it was because I wasn't hydrating.
That's a big part of it.
I think that was part of it. Like, I was drinking water, but I don't think I was drinking enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the liquid IV thing, because, like, if you're supposed to have 8 glasses of water a day, a glass of water, when you break it down, it's like your regular average size bottle of water. Well, no, I'm sorry. 2 glasses of water is like the equivalent of a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm doing the liquid IV, that's 3 bottles of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I should be good to go. And I feel like that's what I've been doing the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, okay, maybe that's what it was.
Could definitely be a big part of it. Like, I mean, probably the past 4 or 5 years or so, my goal is a gallon to a gallon and a half of water a day. And I typically do it. And I work sales, so I'm on the road all day. So trust me, I get it every now and again when you're like, fuck, I gotta, oh no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I guess the difference between me and you in that sense is you're like, oh wow, I'm too busy to realize I have to go. I'm sitting in a car. I know I gotta go. And every now and again, you know, do what you gotta do. But yeah, like I can tell even on a random day if I don't drink enough water, I'll know it in that sense. Like I'll feel it kind of where I'm like, mm-hmm. I feel a little sluggish or like whatever else. Like
yeah.
It's nothing like bad. Like yeah. It's nothing like, oh man, like my arm fell off. Like,
well, that's the thing. Like mm-hmm. I had this like sluggish kind of feeling
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was just, you know, yes, it's work. Yes, sure. It's this and all the other things that you go through on a regular basis. But I was like, wow, maybe it's, it was something that simple, huh?
Yeah. Well, as you get older, and I've dealt with this with different family members, as you get older, water and hydration is so much more important.
Sure.
So, and again, we're not old by any stretch of the imagination. I put us at the same age, even though you're what, like 18 months older than me or whatever it is. But like, I figured if I can get myself into a good habit of constantly drinking water and constantly staying hydrated, one, I'm not as hungry as much, which is kind of nice.
Sure.
Two, if I'm going to go out like we did and went, you know, had a nice dinner and some drinks and just chilled out with like Chuck and Katie or whatever, at least I know I'm hydrated for that, you know, and I was still even drinking water when we were hanging out or whatever. My big thing now at this point in time is I don't want to wake up and feel like shit anymore. Now, is that going to happen on a birthday or a special occasion or something like that? Probably. But yeah. Can I limit it the best that I can by staying and again, it's a stupid thing, but it's stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You know, your body is 75% water.
And that's today's lesson, kids.
That's it. That's it.
Drink water. Yep. Lots of it. And mm-hmm. if you can't, and if you're not one of those people, like I see the people that walk around with the jug of water at the gym, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, I'm never going to be that guy.
Well, no, don't be a douche handle about it. Like, just have a couple bottles of water, you know, like whatever else, like.
Right. But like, yeah, so, but I'm never going to be that guy. Like you have like Bobby's got like this giant metal thermos container, which has water in it. And then that's a lot of like, it's like one of these like fancy, metal water bottles everybody has.
Hydro flasks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That are like, that run you probably like $50 easy.
25% off at Dick's. That's okay. The only reason why I bought it, and I had a coupon, and I had like a free $20 to use this, and cost me like $15.
Dick's is still in business.
Dick's,
yeah.
Sporting Goods, yes. And pandemic shut some shit down. You made innuendos about, you know, getting on a ride and being vaccinated, so I'm assuming that probably hurt the overall thought community a little bit.
Sure,
but oh hell yeah! After like, there's no Modell's, there's no Sports Authority. The only place to go is either Walmart. Yeah. For like sporting goods, or go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay,
so
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I noticed when there's an observation, like I got my shot at Walgreens. They're like, mm-hmm. you know, just like you know, please have it. Well, before I went in, you know, you have to fill out all your information, whatever have you. They're like, all right, have a seat. I was like, can I use the restroom real quick? They're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Drink all that water.
Yep.
So I go to the restroom and I use it. It's like through their like little stock room or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. And I noticed this one thing. I've noticed it at a couple of places, and I kind of scratch my head because I feel like it's one of those scenarios where I was like, is there ever a time where there's going to be more than one person in the bathroom? And this is like, you walk in and you have a urinal and you also have a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dividing wall. There's no wall. There's no door. There's no like. Urinal on the wall and then toilet over here, and the toilet has like the, you know, the dividing wall and mm-hmm. for privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So for lack of a better term, it's like prison,
right?
And it's like, when am I ever gonna, like, I gotta go to the bathroom? Oh, okay, me too. All right, well, what do you gotta do? Well, I gotta piss. Well, I gotta take a shit. It was like, all right, well, let's just go.
You know what, I know a place.
I don't understand. Like, and it's not just Walgreens. There's in other places I've gone to. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when is there ever gonna be a time like and this isn't Walgreens, this isn't at a bar. Because there are bars that have the same thing. Like there's a bar in Cranford, the Riverside Inn. You go in the men's bathroom, they have a urinal in what, and it's a tiny little bathroom. Mm-hmm. You have a urinal on one side, and then you have the toilet, and then like a sink to wash your hands.
Right.
I'm like, when is there ever going to be a time where it's like two bros are going to go in the bathroom and like take a piss together? I know that it exists. I know people do it.
Sure.
Like I know at a sporting event, you go to one of these like MetLife or whatever, that they got that big trough, or even if you go to like certain, like back when people were going to nightclubs and like bars, sure, they would have that trough filled with ice, and pretty much you put horse blinders on and you just went to the bathroom and then you walked away, you washed your hands and went about your business. But this whole urinal toilet combo, like do they just put a urinal in there because it's like, well, we got the extra pipes, you might as well just put another something else to go to the relieve yourself bathroom thing in there. I
would have to think at some point in time there was probably a divider there and there was a reason why you can no longer put the divider there anymore, kind of like the Panera Bread where you start to see all like the stems and stuff on top of the toilet dispenser.
I don't know about that.
Maybe someone was like, you know what, you're gonna be good with this, if it's big enough of an emergency you'll be fine with this. I also wonder if it was meant to be a family restroom where, like, you know, kid can go over and do their business and you can go over and do yours.
You're being very...
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
You're being very benefit of the doubt,
like, not for nothing, guy, like, right now. At the end of the day, like, you're not sitting down and trying to pee between your legs. So, like, it's not, like, that type of, like, weird. Like,
I went to there's
don't
a
get
place.
Me wrong, when I go in there by myself, that shit's locked. Like,
well, that's the other thing too. It's like what a waste of an additional like bathroom receptacle. Because it's just like, oh, you can lock the door? Yeah, I'm locking the door.
Yeah.
I'm like, even if I'm just using a urinal, I don't want somebody in there. Here's the thing. You put a dividing wall in there, totally different. You put that wall with the door for the toilet,
right?
Totally different. Which I've seen. A bathroom's big enough. You have the couple of stalls, and then you have the urinal,
right?
Like a regular standard bathroom at any restaurant that you go to. But when you go into these random places, and it's literally like toilet, urinal, no wall, no divide, no
privacy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, no privacy. I'm just like, how does this work?
I'm waiting for the day where that happens and someone's knocking on that door. Like, I know there's two, and I'm like, I don't care.
I'm like, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
You goddamn right.
He's also went outside, too. Go there.
I'm not going to let you sit here, use the bathroom, while I'm, like, dropping a deuce. And then you're going to be mouthy, like, wow, that's, like, smells or something. You know what I mean? I can just imagine the banter from that. And it's just like, this is a fucking bathroom. And why
should
you looking
at me? Yeah, there should be no banter other than, like, are you done with the sink or something like that? Like, or can you hand me a paper towel or something?
Right. Like, spare square.
Yeah, right.
But, like, I noticed that. And I was just like, this is so... And I went to a cigar shop in Hoboken. Don Donato. Actually, with Buddy Howe from Ferryman. We smoked cigar and we were just, like, shooting the shit. And they had the same thing there. Ain't no families going to fucking Don Donato.
You don't know that.
There's no, like, husband with... Well, it might be a husband and his kid. But there's no, like, mom and, like, child going in there. The only way I can see it is, like, oh, my God, could I please use your bathroom? Like, my son really has to go.
Well, what if they go in there and they're buying a gift card for their husband because it's Father's Day soon, and the little junior is like, uh-oh.
All right, you know what? Score one for fucking Don Donato. Other than that...
Oh, no. Again, I think it's weird, but I'm just saying.
I don't understand it. I don't understand...
It makes no sense. Like...
Like, throw some walls and some doors up there. You got something going.
Prime real estate, you just doubled your occupancy.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine the day when the proud, like, guy who's like, we should put a wall up here. And he goes and takes the occupancy sign, goes from one, puts it to two, and just walks out, like, proud as shit.
Like, whoever designed these bathrooms, I was like, were they the person that designed bathrooms, like, for prisons? Or, like, jails? Like, what's going on here?
Possibly.
They're like, I'm like, my friend, I was like, I understand that in this environment, yes.
Right.
Like, you can't have any type of privacy, but you're not in jail anymore.
Right.
this is you're free.
There's a sink,
you're
there's free a sink a bird. On top of the toilet now.
Yeah, it's just like it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the observations I had.
Okay.
And I was just like, this is very, very weird. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring it to your attention.
Okay.
But yeah, I was just like, this is so strange. So strange. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Bobby, we're like, I don't want to say like Bobby, me and Bobby, Bobby's like the, for all the people out there, I don't want to say he's like the Batman of my Robin or like Robin of my Batman or something like that, because I don't feel as though I don't consider like we're equals.
Yeah,
we like I feel like in your world
we would never describe the other as our ward.
Yeah,
if you're gonna use the Batman analogy.
Even though I feel like, you know, if you're hanging out with your girlfriend and then like whatever, like my name comes up, it's like I feel like probably in your girlfriend's eyes I'm the sidekick to Bobby. And then probably yeah, when I had, you know, but like, I feel like maybe in some instances, like when I had a girlfriend, like Bobby was my sidekick. But I feel like me and Bobby are equals. Because
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I was thinking about like, how am I going to start the podcast? I was like, oh, you know, the Robin of my Batman, the, mm-hmm. I was going to say the ghost to my Tommy. Or the Tommy to my ghost. Power. Stars. I gave Bobby a recommendation to watch Power. And if you haven't watched Power on Stars, sorry, there might be a little bit of a spoiler, so you might want to fast forward through the podcast. But I gave Bobby the recommendation to watch Power.
In fairness, in fairness, the first series ended this year. Like, you fucking had time. Get allergies. I did it in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I did it pretty quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is while both of us worked full-time.
Yes. Like, and so now that you have finished Power, mm-hmm. and actually they have Power Book 2,
mm-hmm.
Ghost, which is all season 1's done. I'm at the last episode. So what are your thoughts on on Power as the whole season, the series I should say?
It all like it follows a very tried and true method. Good like star power, beautiful people, drama. Suspense. My girlfriend likes this show as well. And one thing I even said to her was, I'm like, I don't understand how people watch these shows normally. And maybe it's because I don't watch things as currently enough. But
get around the TV every Sunday around 9 p.m.
And then I have to wait a week. Like, fuck you. Give me another episode. Like, you have them. Give me it. And that's why now, like, I thought it was a fantastic show. Like, couple things here or there you're like, all right, you know, whatever, but overall I thought it was a great show.
You're like, I don't understand how people watch shows like this. Just
I don't understand how people watch shows like this like as they're current. It's like, oh, I'm gonna wait till next week, this sounds phenomenal. Give me another one.
I mean, right, but here's the bad news, that's how all television is though.
Not in this world. Not in this world anymore.
Not in Bobby's world.
I will be I am perfectly fine being completely open. It's like how you're doing Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
You're like, I know it's there. Yes, I want it. It's like not eating breakfast before Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
You're like, you know what? Like, I want the first thing to touch my lips on Thanksgiving is, like, you know, the favorite thing that your mom makes, or stuffing, or, like, you know, like, the turkey that is just better than any other time of year. That's kind of how I feel about some of these shows. Now, granted, yes, I tend to run late when it comes to these shows.
Sure.
Game of Thrones was the greatest fucking thing for, like, a decade, and I found it out, like, 2 years ago.
Right.
You know, I think the only show I ever beat you to was Sopranos.
Yeah.
But other than that, you were like, you have to watch this. No. You have to watch this. No. You have to watch this. Fine. And then, like, but, like, that's, again, that's also part of just what makes us in that sense. Like, why don't you just take my suggestion the first time? I'm like, no. Why don't you take it the first time? No. Why don't you take it the first time? Fine. Like, but because it was a good enough show, and I've started maybe one or two shows, and I don't even remember what they are. That's how meaningless they are to me. That I've started them and been like, awesome. If I like this show, I have 8 seasons to binge watch.
Right.
And after getting through like 3 episodes, I'm like, well, there goes 7 seasons and 10 episodes that I'm never going to watch. But like with this show, it was like, there was a point in time where I was almost like, I want to get all the things done that I have to get done so I can watch a couple episodes, like, you know, like winding down before you go to bed, like whatever it was. Like, because I almost, to a certain point, I knew that if I was going to sit there and say, I'll watch an episode and then I'll start my work. No.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was very, very good. Like, for some people, maybe someone who hasn't seen it before, who's like, oh, do I really watch a show about a gangster? And, like, maybe is it too, like, hood or too urban or whatever it is? Hella relatable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was great. And, like what you said, and I think that was one of the best things you said to me, was, like, watch for certain people. Because you're like, hey, I know that, you know,
there's a lot of, like, if you've watched shows like Sopranos, if you watched, like, Entourage, if you watch, like, other shows that ran its course on a Sunday night on around 9 p.m., 10 p.m., wherever time those shows will come on, don't be surprised. You'll see them pop up in Power.
Sure.
Really? And yeah, there's a lot of people that just, I think that was very smart of the show that they did that. It was almost clever. Like the simple fact that like one of the first ones, like the early on, like the one police chief or whatever like that, she was the chick's wife from Sopranos, from the guy that ran the restaurant. I can't think of any of their names, forgive me, but I remember Sopranos, they always go to that restaurant, and his wife was the one that hated Tony Soprano. She was like the police chief early on in season one and two of Power. And then you had like Jerry Ferrara, Turtle from Entourage, who was his lawyer. And then it was funny because you realize that Dom, who was like the other guy in Entourage. And he was the exact same character in...
He's in stuff every now and again that I think Turtle's in. Like, I think that's kind of like the Adam Sandler connection in that sense. Like, how Adam Sandler always has, like, the same, like, six people in the movies. That's kind of, I think, what it is. Like, whenever you see Turtle, you're going to see Dom. And he cannot play anything. He's just playing himself.
Yes.
At this point in time.
Yeah. But even, like Lorenz Tate. Like, Lorenz Tate's in the show later on. He has his brother in there. Like, that's his actual brother.
Okay.
And then...
Wait, his brother on the show was his brother in real life?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
And then I definitely related. If it's not his brother, then it's definitely a family member. Yeah.
Okay.
Because same last name and everything. And then there was also a guy on there. He was I feel bad because I don't know all these people's names. But the one guy, he was the bar owner. Like the older black guy, and he's been in a bunch of stuff. I just remember that old black guy. He was in Gremlins, and and he was the one that like gave one of the Mongwais a candy bar and fucking like. Ate his hand off and shit.
I knew his face as soon as I saw it. But he was,
if you remember House of Lies, that was that was his dad.
His dad.
Yeah, that was his dad. And then Lorenz Tate was also on House of Lies.
That was his brother.
Right. So it was just like, it's funny how like all these people somehow from other shows start like making their way into the show. So it's very interesting. Even now, because now you're starting to watch.
Han was in it.
Yeah. Yeah. From Fast and Furious.
Funny because you told me that, and I think I got to the point where Han was introduced within the time we did another podcast, and I actually remember pointing, like, oh, that's Han.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but, yeah. It was definitely a good show. Like, you know, towards the end, you could kind of tell, like, all right, you know, like, every good ensemble show, like, they're eventually just killing people off. Like, they're finishing up storylines. So, like, in comedies, like, you find out whether or not the guy gets the girl or, you know, whatever it would be or, you know. But in a show a la Sopranos, you know, Game of Thrones, like you've said about, like, Breaking Bad or, like, other shows like that where, like, everyone is kind of intertwined with everybody else. Towards the end of the show, they start picking them off.
Of course.
So.
Lorenz Tate, his brother's Lamar Tate. Okay. And that was the brother on Power, and that's also his brother in real life.
The cop.
Yeah, he's the cop.
Okay.
Sorry for giving away spoilers, guys.
No, there's a cop in a show called Power. Like, fucking figure it out.
And even now, because you're watching book two, and
well, Debbie Mazar was in it as the
well, yeah, because like you have the whole Proctor family dynamic, and then you find out that his daughter is essentially a mafia princess. Mm-hmm. And you have that whole thing going on.
Fucking Mary J. Blige, by the way.
Glenn Turman is the older black okay. guy who's the bar owner in Power. He was mm-hmm. also
he was only in like two or three episodes.
Yeah, and he was also Marty Khan, right? Marty Khan's yep. dad in mm-hmm. House of Lies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, David Mazar was in there, and mm-hmm. then you wonder what was funny is that, and I realized this like today, and I was like, oh yeah, because Method Man is in the new Power spinoff, mm-hmm. and then I realized, yeah, the Mary J. Blige character Monet, like mm-hmm. she's gangster, like for real.
Yes.
And then I was like, I just realized that Mary J. Blige and Method Man are on a show together. Meanwhile, like I remember they had that epic song "You're All That I Need." I think it won a Grammy mm-hmm. and everything like that. I was like, huh. I just realized that the two of them are both on a show together, even though their paths haven't crossed yet. Mm-hmm. You have to imagine that they will. But I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I just thought about that. I was mm-hmm. just like, the two of them that did this epic song and video and everything together, I was just like, are on a show together. That's kind of cool.
If you happen to have any people in your orbit, I don't think I really do, but if you happen to have any people in your orbit that would ever want to be on Power, start doing sit-ups and curls now. Everyone on that show is fucking jacked. Every single one of them. Method Man looks like he's smuggling midgets out of his suit jacket. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, curls.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, it was definitely a cool show.
So, yeah, like, Power and obviously,
I'm glad
like,
they kept a lot of the people, too, the same for the second Power. For the Power Book, too. Like, how it didn't end up where, like, Tasha ended up being someone else. Like, they didn't pull an Aunt Vivian on her. Yeah, all of a sudden, you're like, wait, who are you?
The biggest I was gonna say one of the biggest reveals on Power is that Tasha was wearing a weave the whole time.
Right? Yo.
I was like, wait a minute. But then you think about it because I was like, oh, that's right, she ran the weave shop.
No.
Well, no, it was her. Well, Keisha, right, but she was the one running the books mm-hmm. for the weave wig shop. I was like, huh. I guess that makes sense because that's the connection with the weave shop. She probably got a couple joints. It's like you work in a Foot Locker and you know you're coming home with like a discounted pair of sneakers.
Fair, okay.
So that's the way I looked at it. I was mm-hmm. just like, she was wearing a weave the whole time. I was like, how did this never come up until the last episode?
And fake lashes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then obviously, like, there's gonna be spinoffs of Power, and then mm-hmm. there's gonna be a Tom. Like, I'm curious to know what they're gonna do with the Tommy Egan character.
It's going to be. Like, think like Dennis the Menace or whatever it is. Just think that character, but like just like completely homicidal.
Tommy Egan, like even like watching the show, like he's a great character. Joseph mm-hmm. Sikora. He is, if you were to, like if you had the science and like the technology, if you were able to turn a pit bull into a human being,
yeah.
that would be Tommy Egan.
Yeah.
On that show.
You know what the funny thing about that is too? He ended up becoming somewhat sympathetic towards the end.
Well, yeah, because he realized that all the times he was being double crossed, he thought he was double crossed by other people.
Mm-hmm.
It was all coincidental.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he realized what had happened. Well, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like they were brothers.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much like mm-hmm. that was like kind of showing towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so. Yeah, Tommy Egan's like the human version of a pit bull. It's like I don't know if you remember like the old like Snoop Dogg videos, like the What's My Name video,
mm-hmm.
or no, Who Am I? And like he turns into like a Doberman. Like
right.
if like you had Tommy Egan, like he could like transform into a pit bull. Like that would be it.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean? And yeah, but that show was really good. Did you ever hear the story, the Tasha character, Naturi Naughton, mm-hmm. the actor?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear? Well, do you know like. Her, like, background at all?
Nope.
She was in a group back in the day. 3LW. Do you remember 3LW?
Of course I do.
Three Little Women?
Mm-hmm.
It was her. Like, I mean, for what it's worth, like, the way you could describe 3LW, because they ended up, like, two of them stayed, and they added a couple,
like
and they
Destiny's
turned
it. It was Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Right?
No. This was, like, after Destiny's
Child.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, this was, like... It was around the same time, but okay. they kind of took that same Destiny's Child blueprint. One person left, they added two more. One person mm-hmm. left, they added two. Like, they turned into the Cheetah Girls at some point.
Oh, okay.
But, like, yeah, 3LW, I remember 3LW back in the day, because, like, like, first off, they were, like, young as hell. And it was just, like, there was, like, one, like, super pretty one. Right. They're all good looking, like, for, right. like young women. Like,
sure.
There's one, like, super pretty one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Keely Williams. And then there was, like, the Spanish girl. And that was Adrienne Bailon.
Right.
And then there was, like, the dark skinned girl who's cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a la the Kelly Rowland.
Right.
And that was Naturi Non.
Okay.
And they had, like, a couple, they had like a couple tracks, mm-hmm. whatever, like that, and it ran its course. But do you remember, like, did you ever hear this, the story about them getting in a fight at KFC?
No. is this like the Michelle Williams, like, getting a pie in her face story?
I mean, it's kind of like that.
But with chicken?
Well, yeah, it was pretty much like they got into
got a biscuit in the face?
Well, I mean, Naturi Non. Poor Naturi Non, man, because, like, I feel like she got a raw deal up until, like, she's laughing now. Like, mm-hmm. she's laughing to the bank now because she's in two successful shows, mm-hmm. and whatever have you. But, man, early on.
Technically, she's still in jail.
Well, no, I'm saying
her character is technically still in jail.
Right, no, okay. But I'm just saying from Power, right. and then Power Book, mm-hmm. 2. I mean, those are two successful shows. So, like, yeah, because, like, apparently there was, like, rumors that 3LW was, like, splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody was getting out of the group. And Naturi Non realized she was, like, the one that was, she was going to be odd man out.
Oh, boy.
So they're sitting in, like, an SUV, like a Suburban. Mm-hmm. And they got KFC. And they're, like, going back and forth. She's like, I don't understand. And, like, the other two are in the front. Mm-hmm. And they're eating their food. And then, like, Naturi Naughton's like, I don't understand why you guys are acting like this. You know, like, I found out. And, like, she pretty much wanted to, like, yo, let's hash this out right now. Like, I know what's going on. Like, right. let's mm-hmm. just be 100 with me.
Yeah.
And then they got into, like, words. And then, like, one girl, like, threw, like, mashed potatoes and, like, chicken. And,
nice.
Like, a plate of, like, KFC at her. I was like, and you always hear those stories. Like, 3LW was like, yeah, there was, like, something to do with KFC, right? I was
right.
just like, yeah. And it's just so, like.
That's hilarious.
I think it's just, yeah, it's hilarious, but it's also, like, it's, like, that's, I feel like that's a very, like, hood thing to do. It's, like,
oh, ridiculous. Ridiculously.
Oh, we were fighting at KFC through fucking mashed potatoes and chicken. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm just picturing, like, the mashed potatoes. You get, like, the spoon, and you just do, like, the fucking, pull back the spoon like a fucking mm-hmm. slingshot. But, yeah, but then, like, she was in the Notorious movie.
Okay.
When they did the Biggie Smalls movie, mm-hmm. that was like,
yep.
it wasn't a documentary, but it was just kind of like, you know, his rise to.
Somewhat biographical. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Lil' Kim in that.
Okay.
And Lil' Kim didn't like that too much. Well, Lil' Kim didn't like. There's rumors that Lil' Kim didn't like the Naturi Naughton because she was like too dark skinned okay. to play Lil' Kim. That was one of the rumors. But then Lil' Kim was also like, I just didn't. That. No, and then right. and then on top of that, Lil' Kim wasn't a fan of, like, she didn't like the way she was portrayed in the movie.
That's not her fault.
She didn't like, she just didn't like her portrayal in the movie at all.
Does somebody and have she, to explain to Lil' Kim, like, what a movie is?
Right.
You know, like.
Right. But yeah, so that that's her stance to this day. That's her stance. She was like, I didn't like the way my character's portrayed. You know, our relationship, me and Biggie's relationship, this, that, and the other, but that's her stance.
Okay.
And yeah, and her, and she didn't like Naturi Naughton being Lil' Kim. There was a siege, too, where she was Lil' Kim in that movie. Like, she had, like, the suspenders over, like, her boobs. Yeah, mm-hmm. that shit was crazy.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That shit was crazy. Listen, Naturi Naughton's the one that's got the last laugh now.
You kidding me? She's doing okay.
Yeah,
I think she's doing
she's,
right.
She's doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's just doing just fine.
Speaking of which, what is Lil' Kim doing now?
I think I saw some. She just had, like, a kid. She's still out. She's still, like, out. She still performs.
Yeah?
She's still, like... She had, like, some VH1, like, show where, like,
oh,
her and, like, Chili from TLC
right.
and, like other, like, musicians and, you know, people, like, in entertainment. They went on, like, this, like, boat cruise. And they had, like, It was reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was on VH1.
Mm-hmm.
Something in between Love and Hip Hop and Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Okay.
And Nick Cannon Wilding Out, which, by the way, is back.
Sure.
He got his, Nick Cannon got his fucking job back because they were going to let his ass go.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he went to them. He was like, I'm sorry.
Right.
see what happened was.
Right. I don't know how I need to apologize, but that's how I'm doing it.
Yeah. So he got his job back. So, So you know, good for Nick Cannon. There was actually a new episode. Actually, I have it on DVR. New episode's a while now. It's fantastic. It's a tried and true method, just like Power. It's just like it's hip hop improv.
Yep.
It works. But anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. So, getting into some of the other stuff that happened. Obviously, last one we did was about a week ago. Mm-hmm. One of the bigger sports stories. Mm-hmm. The New York Jets.
Yes.
With the second overall pick, Zach Wilson.
The youngest son from Blindside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's hesitation. There's sure. a reason to feel nervous because sure. you don't know how this is going to pan out. This could be a here we go again situation with the Jets. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's different now. It's different now. Different regime, different coach,
mm-hmm.
different management team, everything. Woody Johnson's back. It's just like
technically a different owner.
Yeah. So I feel like going into this. You have a little bit more. There's reasons that they gave him some level of weapons. I feel like they're addressing all the issues that they've had in the past with quarterbacks.
They're doing all the stuff they wouldn't do with Sam Darnold. Like it's like when you get out of a bad relationship and it was like, oh, you know what? Maybe that isn't so bad. Maybe I will try that.
Yes.
You know, like getting blockers and talent. And,
yes.
You know, all those kinky things that, you know, who would have thought maybe an NFL team should give their starting, quote-unquote, franchise quarterback.
And now they're giving it to Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. Sam Darnold wanted, like a pinky in the butt.
Yeah.
And the Jets were like, nah, man, we're not going to do that. I don't do that. We don't do that. I don't like that. And then Zach Wilson comes along. It's like, hey, let me try something. Oh, mm-hmm. what are you doing? Oh, right. That's different. It's like, do you like it though? It's like, I don't hate it.
Right. You could even take it a little further.
Yeah. Like, so.
And you're getting wide receivers? Like, this is amazing.
When I saw the whole Zach Wilson, like, just even him just going up to getting his hat and, mm-hmm. you know, giving Roger Goodell, commissioner, like, you know, bro hug, whatever like that. Mm-hmm. I looked at Zach Wilson. First off, I was like, on top of the fact that he's like 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, yeah, his name is Zach Wilson. He looks like fucking Zach Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed, all-American, mm-hmm. fucking, like, white boy with, like, $1 million smile. I was like, who's better than Zach Wilson right now? And you're the quarterback for the New York Jets?
And your mom is kind of hot.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Chris Carlin brought that up on his radio show.
I'm like, and your mom's a MILF, too?
Yep.
Who's better?
His uncle is the founder of JetBlue.
I mean,
or of NetJet.
My whole thing is like, and not even to take it there, but like, mm-hmm. you see a kid like that, even if he's not playing football, his life is on fucking easy street, dude.
Oh yeah,
his life is on easy. Just a simple fact that not only you're white, because unfortunately, I feel like a lot of times white guys just have it just easier in life. And granted, there's certain parts of the country, I get it. Things are kind of, you know, not exactly the same. But around these parts, let me tell you, man. And if you want to agree, disagree with me, at Kevin K. Diddy. Mm-hmm. Hit me up. Let's have a chat. Tell me.
Sure.
But man, I feel like you just automatically just being born, you're Caucasian, like you already got like somewhat of a head start. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, not only on top of that, and you're fucking, like, gorgeous?
Yeah, man gorgeous.
Yeah, are you kidding me? For all the anime fans out there, he looks like Giorno Giovanna. For all my JoJo fans. He's just a gorgeous, blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. Mm-hmm. He's 21 years old. And he's going to be the toast of New York. He's going to be T-O-N-Y. Who's better? Like, I can only imagine, like, that baby's coming out of the womb. And, like, the doctor's like, by the way, you just hit the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Who's better than Zach Wilson right now?
Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, yes, in terms of football. I think Trevor Lawrence will be the more successful quarterback mm-hmm. and football player.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in terms of
overall winning at life,
Zach Wilson, baby, all the way.
Okay, I can see it. The problem is he's got to be the quarterback for the Jets. So cross fingers he doesn't we don't fuck him up.
I mean. He'll be all right either way. Yeah, he'll be all right. You just said what his father's like the.
His uncle's the founder of NetJet.
I mean, like so, like this kid's okay either way. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, by the way, I don't want to play football anymore. That's fine. You're still loaded.
Don't say that.
I mean, he actually
because this reminds me of Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen was outside of like the looks and everything was the exact same way. Like his parents were like neuroscientists. And like he's now on his third team in like his second year.
I mean, I feel like the stories are always so like. I mean, like parents that come from money and that are successful, it's like, oh, my kid wants to play football, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like on the flip side, like you know, you got kids from the hood. It's like this is my way out. This is how I make my money.
Sure.
Meanwhile, this kid doesn't have to do. I mean, he wants to play football. He's passionate about it. Great. But it's like if football ended,
mm-hmm.
he'd still be all right.
Oh yeah,
can't necessarily say that about other plays in the league.
This is true.
It's just an observation.
Why you take care of your chicken?
Well, yeah. I mean, I looked at that kid. I was like, man, the world is your oyster right now, kid. Fuck, you can have anything you want mm-hmm. right now. Just like, how does it make you feel? How does it make you feel to know? Like, what do you give the person that has it all?
Oh, you got to be the Jets' starting quarterback.
But it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. He's in New York.
You know I was gonna say if he has a college girlfriend, you might want to give that little speech of like maybe it's we're gonna see other people for a little bit.
Oh yeah. Just it's crazy.
New York has everything you need. You don't have to bring any type of bags with you.
Zach Wilson. I mean, listen, I'm excited. I hope he does well.
Mm-hmm. I will not buy a jersey until he's in his second contract.
Throwbacks, baby. Yep. Throwbacks or personalized jerseys.
It. Yep.
Because. With the Jets, nope. You can't. I saw a picture. Somebody had a Darnold, Darnold, Adams, and Bell jersey on a bed. Like, I'm never buying another Jets jersey ever again. And there's no buyback
program, so it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not American Express. American Express, I think, only does it with the basketball jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it with football, at least not yet.
Yep.
Oh, man. But, yeah, he's... That kid's going to be fucking on easy street.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. I'm like slightly jealous. Not to say that, listen, I feel like you, me, like, you know, coming from different backgrounds, I felt mm-hmm. like for the most part, we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Sure. The biggest problems difficulties that we have in our life in retrospect, it's like, yeah, there's obstacles, there's things that like suck, but it's like, you know what, like, at least. It's like in the grand scheme of things, it's like, all right, these are things that we could work on. These are issues that, like, you know, not to get too personal, but you know what I mean? It's like, oh man, you know, obviously it's like, oh man, I wish I had more money I have to wear contacts every day. I wish, you know, right. Well, here's the thing. I can actually see. Yes. I could be, you know, knock on wood, I could be blind right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like in the grand scheme of things, like, yeah, like our problems, not that bad.
Well, even looking at that show Power, it's like, I never had to do any of that. Never had to kill somebody. Never had to sell drugs. Never had to, you know, get arrested by, you know, federal cops and appear in federal jail and all of those things. So you know what? All of the stumbling blocks we may have had, I think, are pretty minor compared to what the overall big picture is. And I think we did okay with those minor stumbling blocks.
Right. And like I said, I think I said it like maybe on the last podcast or like one or two ago, mm-hmm. like watching Power, now that you've watched the entire series of Power, mm-hmm. I just think of Chappelle. It was just like, this is why black people can't have anything.
It's well,
like,
yeah.
Your mom ain't shit. Yeah. It's just like, that's, mm-hmm. that's all I think of. I just think of the, what was it? The they had like the dice game championship.
Yeah.
With like, fuck you. And, mm-hmm. and the guy got like shot in the kneecap and shit. Like, yeah, like it's that. And like rat, and you know those shoes you're wearing, you put them in a box. Like that's what mm-hmm. I think of. Oh yeah, and Charlie Murphy was on Power too. He was like, he didn't look that great because he looked like he was like on his way out.
Really?
Yeah. Remember the prison guard? The when Ghost.
Fuck you! That was him.
That was Charlie Murphy, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, that was him on his. honestly,
on his last legs, if you will.
Yeah, I guess. Because he wasn't looking that great.
No shit.
Yeah, he was super skinny. That was Charlie Murphy.
He was really frail.
Yeah.
And then obviously you get a 45-pound weight to your face a couple times.
Yeah, ghost killed fucking Charlie Murphy on power. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Wow. You could have said that to me like 2 or 3 different times and give me a guess. I would never have guessed that was.
And it's funny because anytime I saw him like come on screen, in my mind I'm like, Charlie Murphy. Right? that's all I think of. I just see him pop up on the screen, mm-hmm. just like Charlie Murphy.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail swag. So just going over some other stuff that I have here. Mm-hmm. So like there's like some money moves going on right now.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about just money moves. You catch these articles online.
Okay.
You heard about the Kanye West sneakers?
What, the Yeezys?
Well, they were the Nike Air Yeezy 1.
Yeah, didn't they resell for a ridiculous amount or something like that?
Well, there was a private auction. Okay. Actually, I think it was like a private sale. I think it was a technical auction. The Sotheby's, if I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah.
They had a private sale with this sneaker. Let me just make sure I get the name right here.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaker investing platform Rares.
Mm-hmm.
That was the buyer. They bought 2008 worn pair by Kanye West when he performed at the Grammys,
mm-hmm.
of the Nike Air Yeezy Ones.
Mm-hmm.
How much did it sell for?
$500,000.
That's a great guess.
Okay.
But you're incorrect.
Is it less or more?
More.
$1.2 million.
More than that, my friend.
Fuck you. Why? Wait, was his first child born into those, Yeezy? What was it?
1.8 million.
For what?
1.8 million.
Did something happen at that Grammys?
I mean,
that was the one where he interrupted Taylor Swift or something like that.
No. Okay. That was the MTV Awards.
Oh, okay.
But the
fuck you gonna do with $1.8 million used sneakers? I understand the collectible world, and I understand used jerseys and stuff like that, but Kanye West sneakers from his Grammy performance.
Now, mind you,
I could see it being worth a good amount of money.
Now, mind you, that Grammy performance was pretty good. It was a pretty good. Well, that was actually probably that 2008.
It was pretty Kim.
Yes.
That helps.
Well, yeah. That was he did the performance with Daft Punk.
Okay.
It was actually a really good performance because mm-hmm. he had a whole bunch of glow in the dark shit on his outfit, like his glasses, the sneakers, part of the sneakers were glow in the dark too. Okay. So it was a good performance.
He had Yeezys all the way back then.
Yeah, but they were by Nike at that point.
It was just a collab?
It was a collab with Nike, and gotcha. Then he eventually switched over to Adidas.
Gotcha.
But that pair of sneakers, first off, that Kanye,
mm-hmm.
People are like, I want the old Kanye, whatever like that. That was probably, in terms of all the different versions of Kanye West, that was probably my favorite.
Sure.
The 2008, that was the graduation Kanye.
Yeah, okay, I can go with that.
That was he was doing, he did that one video for Stronger, it had Daft Punk in it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of anime references. Mm-hmm. That was when he had the shutter sunglasses, the Venetian blind mm-hmm. sunglasses.
Yep.
And big scarves and the sneakers and the. I feel like that was because they had when he came out, he had college dropout Kanye, mm-hmm. which was pink polos and Louis Vuitton backpack Kanye.
Right.
And then there was late registration Kanye where he was a little more business casual.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had this one who was a little more urban.
Okay.
And I liked that one. I liked graduation Kanye. But the sneakers, the sneakers sold for $1.8 million.
Wow.
To the last pair that was sold from that auction, from that site, that was close was a pair of Jordans. Game worn Air Jordan 1s from 1985. It was $560,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So three and a, so like 3.25 times that. That's insane.
I mean, like, yeah. What do you do with? I mean, like, honestly, that's just like.
Yeah, you, just all put right. them, you put them in a case and display them.
That's it. Really about
that's
it.
All you can do.
What yeah,
do you
that's
do?
Really about wear them it. Around? Yeah, I'm like, please don't wear those.
No.
It was like, hey, mom, I saw these pair of sneakers in a glass case. I just wanted to throw them. I was like, oh my God, what did you do?
No.
Yeah. And, yeah, so those sneakers, I know. And I mean, it's crazy.
But that was also towards the, that was peak Kanye though, at that point, like you said. That was peak Kanye at that point.
Because I think after that, that's when he went to like, was it 808 and Heartbreaks that was after that?
I think so.
And that was when he was like sad Kanye.
But that was also when his mom passed.
Right. So that was like sad Kanye. That was like Pee Wee Herman suit.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye, even though the music's always been good.
Was that leather skirt? Or leather like
No. Kilt? That's when you start going into like Watch the Throne, him and Jay-Z. Gotcha. Like that okay. Yeah, that's like a couple versions down the road.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that was my favorite Kanye.
Sure, yeah, I can see why.
Yeah. Take a lot of influence from certain people, like, I not mimic, but there's certain things like, yeah, I like that. I wanna incorporate that into my style routine.
Sure, okay.
Scarves and certain sneakers. Like, those sneakers, like, those Air Yeezys, there's Super, like, the brand Supers, mm-hmm. there's sneakers that look just like that that you can get for not $1.8 million. You can get them for probably 100 tops.
See, that sounds more reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
As opposed to $1.8 billion.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, too, like, the guy who bought it was like, yeah, no, I'm just going to wear that tomorrow.
I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like,
I'm sorry, huh?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. We have the same foot size. Imagine that. $1.8
million. Well, apparently the shoe is a size 12.
Hmm. You know what? I'll wear 2 pairs of socks. It's fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you ever see that commercial with the kid Foot Locker? They're like, we only have him in size 13. He's like, that's fine. And the kid clearly is not size 13. Mm-hmm. He's probably like, he's like a smaller looking like guy too. Like, he looks like he might wear a not a size 13.
Right.
Maybe an 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? He's like walking up the escalator. He's like doing like basketball moves. These shoes, they look like clown shoes on him.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think of.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that I saw that made like a money move, do you know who Zoe Roth is?
Nope.
Do you know who Disaster Girl is?
Nope.
I didn't realize that the girl had a name, because I was like, Disaster Girl, that sounds like somebody that's on like The Boys on like Amazon, like one of those superhero shows.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see that meme of there's like a house on fire? Nope.
I know exactly who you're talking about now. Yeah. Yes.
And the girl's like looking in the camera with like a smile on her face.
Didn't she? Something happened too where she made. Yeah. What was it?
That meme sold as an NFT.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm like looking at it here because I was like, I wanted to get like the proper story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Girl, she was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. She's a millionaire now. She sold that for millions, that NFT.
Well, it sold for $495,000.
Okay.
And it's in a cryptocurrency right now. It's in,
that's how it's all stored. Yeah.
Because it sold as an NFT.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get on this NFT shit. I gotta figure out how to.
Yeah, listen to Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, I know.
Right? He's huge into it.
Non-fungible tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the meme sold for 180 ether.
Mm-hmm.
At a foundation auction, April 17th. The user identified as @3fmusic.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, valued at $495,000. The Roths retained, her and her dad pretty much, because her dad, I think, submitted the photo for a contest, and that's how this mm-hmm. whole thing kind of came to be.
That's hilarious.
Retained the copyright, received 10% of future sales.
Yeah, she bought her own meme. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like, memes can be NFTs. That's crazy.
Anything,
I mean, I guess
anything can be an NFT.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm just, I was looking at that, and what else? What else we got here? Yeah, and I mean, that's really, that was really about it, but that's just like crazy, because I saw it. It was like, Disaster Girl made $500,000. I was like, what? And it was just like, oh, that girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just looking in, like, there's fucking, like, just bedlam in the background. The girl's just like, smiling into the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Zoe Roth. She's 21 now. 21 years old now. She's going to use the money to pay off her student loans.
Nice. Good for her.
And donate to charity or whatever cool. like that. Yeah. Better person than I am. Because sure. let me tell you something. If I got $495,000, I'm like, oh yeah, you can pay off student loans. I was like, yeah, I'll get around to it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I might. There might be like an FU money splurge purchase.
Sure.
I'll be responsible with the money, but there's going to be like one or two things that I'm just going to...
Just slightly out of the normal tax bracket where you're like mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that shit was crazy.
You need 4.5 times that just to get fucking Kanye sneakers.
Or mm-hmm. you can buy a shit ton of fucking Supras with that much money.
Just lie and say that to the other ones, sell them, flip them out.
Yeah. Well, no, they're different enough. They're noticeable enough that you can tell that they are not Nike Yeezy ones. Even if you go on GoDap, like there's like one pair of like Nike Yeezys. Mm-hmm. They're called I believe they're called Red Octobers. They're like ridiculous. It's a dope looking sneaker.
Okay.
But it looks like some shit from like Back to the Future.
Okay.
And the shit is probably off the top of my head. If I think about it, they might be like $20,000.
Yep. Nope.
I'm curious now to remember to see how much they go. I'm on the Goat app right now. You can just buy to 80 see. Of them.
No, you yeah you could buy yeah you could buy about 80 of them. Okay. It's just so much.
I mean, we talked about it. Just getting mm-hmm. into the sneaker game and just buying a pair of sneakers and then mm-hmm. just like flipping them.
But it makes sense. Like that's kind of some of the same thesis behind NFTs and stuff like that is the rarity of it.
Right.
So like you've said before, if there's like limited releases of something, that instantly at that point in time makes it valuable.
The Air Yeezy 2 mm-hmm. SP Red October. The release date was February 9th, mm-hmm. 2014.
Okay.
All right. Let me show you a picture of the sneaker right there.
Okay. About 7 years ago.
And, I mean, I like it.
Sure.
Would you ever wear a sneaker like that?
Nope.
And...
Yeah, I'm like, you could give me $70. I'm like, no, thank you.
I'd rock the fuck out of these. Oh, that's sure. That's why I like my, the sneakers that I have a pair of red Nike sneakers. They're Air Maxes, though. See, not exactly the same look, because this is more of like a high top sneaker. Uh-huh. But the ones I have is more of just like it's an Air Max, so it's like an Air Max 1. So it's like it's a low top. It's a running shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I dig it. But yeah, so what size shoe do you wear? Just out of curiosity.
Size 8.
All right. So if you wanted a size 8,
mm-hmm.
new in the box
mm-hmm.
of the Red October Yeezy,
mm-hmm.
how much do you think it would be?
$25,000.
You know, not that much.
$15,000.
Yeah, $15,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do with that?
Now for me, it'd be a little. It'd be.
It's gonna be more because your size is probably more common.
Yes.
Which means there's less of them, which means there's more people who want them. Yours is probably closer to 20, 25.
19,000 if I want them.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know what's awesome? That's $15,000 I know I will never spend on that. Where, like, if I gave you 20 grand right now, where, like, you can do anything you want with it, like, there's a part of you who's going to think about that. Like, I didn't even know that website existed. And I know a lot of weird websites exist. Like, you give me $15,000, that is not even the top 1,000 things I possibly think of, unless it was like, oh, let me get Kevin a gift with the $15,000 he gave me. And even then, I got to put $4,000 of my own dollars into that, and in my personal opinion, they are not worth the $4,000 I would put into that. Obviously, your happiness has no financial limit to me, but at the same time, too, I think I found mine, and it certainly ain't that.
I mean... Listen.
Like, if you gave me $20,000 worth of the fucking Texas Roadhouse butter, I would be infinitely more happy. And knowing I could never eat all of that butter before it all spoiled, than those sneakers.
I mean, you could put it in the freezer.
I feel like it wouldn't be the same. Like, once it crystallizes and then you let it thaw and everything else, it might get a little, like...
Nope. Well, here's what you do. You buy like a small amount of it, and then you put it in the freezer.
No, you gotta buy the same amount.
You give it a test run, see how it is, and then... Then
walk into Texas Roadhouse and be like, this could have all been yours for butter. But you know what? Tried it, fucked it up.
Yeah. Like, thanks a lot.
Who are you? Why are you just coming in here screaming about $20,000? We don't even have
this
that.
This Asian man just came in here with a handful of money and just yelled at me.
Yeah, smacked me in the face with it. And was like, your butter's not worth it.
Yeah.
He had really fly sneakers on. I don't even know if that's a word anymore.
People still use the word fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how much I know.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. You could probably find some knockoffs for probably like 100, 200 bucks if you mm-hmm. really wanted to. Probably, you want to fake it till you make it type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the route that I like to go. Because every once in a while, like, you go on Google and you look up like a pair of sneakers that are like super popular. Like, trust me, like those Dior sneakers, like those Dior Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, wow. They're like, you can get them for like $200. Mm-hmm. When you've seen them sell them for like $2,000, you're like, that's a steal.
Right.
And then you see what site it's on, and it's just like, I don't even want to give them a credit card.
No. If that point in time is like, hi, I'll pay money order. Like,
it's just like, what site is this? Mm-hmm. It's when you, and then you're like, all right, you know what? I'll use my PayPal, because the PayPal, at least, they'll be able to like.
There's a firewall somewhere.
Yeah, PayPal has like a firewall, so right. It's just like, all right, we're stepping in. It's getting too crazy. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and then even then, sometimes the phone will be like, this is a fraudulent site. We took you off of it.
Right.
Like, they have to be, like, the big brother security to be like, no. Like, what are you doing? Like, you got your hand on the door ready to go. Yeah. And they're like, no, stop.
It's not even like they just kick you off right away. Like, they ask you, like, do you really want these that bad? They're not real. Do you want to proceed? You're like, kinda.
I just want to see what happens.
Yeah, right.
And it's just like, no.
And that's when Apple just kicks you off, and it's like, no.
Yeah. Fucking Tim Cook comes to your house and be like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
Just slap me in the face. I'm like, get an Apple TV. And it's like, leaves. You're like, why did Tim Cook just slap me in the face?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, let me borrow some money.
Yeah, right? For what? No, we've seen what site you're on.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you're going to buy fake fucking Yeezy sneakers from some site that you can't even, like, decipher.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all in like Chinese or something.
Right.
Or some like foreign language that mm-hmm. that you gotta like copy and paste it into Google Translate just to figure out how to buy it.
Yeah, right. And it ain't what you said, what you think it is.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, so like
you
see it like ding dong. And then you just like open the door, it's like, oh, my package came. You're like, what is it? This is like a child or something.
Yeah, right. Like, why do I have like a baby panda and two small children? Like, what is this? Where did they ship this from? Because it only took a day.
It's just like, what the fuck
did I just... It's the fucking worst Amazon fulfillment center ever.
I'm like, yeah, the customer service is going to be great on that because it's going to be...
I just got a kid and two pandas from Newark. Like, what happened here? Like,
I know. It's like, I wanted a pair of Yeezy knockoff sneakers and I got a panda and two children. And they'd be like, and where's your address? We're going to send the police over right now. It's like, well, like... Are you gonna arrest me?
Or like, yeah, right. This is when you do PayPal and a PO box. You have like immigration, health and human services. Some guy looking for his panda. You're like, what happened? What happened here? You're like, I just want a fake Yeezy knockoff sneakers.
It's just a box with like holes on the side.
You're like, why does my sneaker have holes in it? And just the low whimper of two children who obviously don't belong here.
all this for some fucking Yeezys.
Not even the real ones.
I just wanted fake sneakers. I just wanted fake Yeezy sneakers.
Why am I in jail?
Yeah, now I'm in jail with Tasha.
Right?
I'm like, wow, you wear weave?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I saw this shit on Wayfair. Like, I didn't believe it.
I like the fact that Wayfair just totally bounced back from that whole thing of like them child trafficking children.
Well, yeah, if you could still sell a dresser for $40, someone's going to buy it.
I just,
who cares if it has a little girl named Candace in it? Like, you're like, oh, is that an ottoman? You're like, yeah, that's a little Billy inside. You're like, what?
Oh, you're like, yeah. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, nothing.
Nothing.
You just like tap on
mm-hmm.
it.
Just be like.
That, but like, they have commercials like, oh yeah, everything's like Wayfair. I'm mm-hmm. like,
And Shaq didn't have to do them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what happened to that whole child trafficking thing that you guys were responsible for?
What are you talking about?
I mean, good for them. I mean, I guess it was just a big fucking scam or joke or whatever, but I'm just like, that was a big story.
I hope so, and people aren't still spending $3,000 on the Chloe. Like, because before you know it, the little girl's going to show up with, like, bows in her hair, and you're like, this is Chloe. You're like, no. That is not what I ordered. Take this child back. We're FedEx. I'm like, I don't care.
It's just like, yeah, you just committed a major crime. You're going to jail for like 20 years.
This is human trafficking and some level of pedophilia. And you don't even understand how.
It's like all I wanted was a dresser drawer. Like, yeah, what is this? It's just crazy.
I thought this was a China hutch. I got a little child named China.
Oh my God. It's funny, but it's also scary.
Yeah, right? You're going to think about that shit the next time you order something online. You're going to be like, all right. Does this website have any links to child trafficking? No? Okay.
I mean, for the most part, the only thing I'm buying online now is some level of clothing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I bought stuff off of Wayfair, but it's like, it's that Ocean's 11 picture, like, mm-hmm. portrait. Like, it's that stuff.
That's the problem, though. You're not in the right tax bracket. Now, again, you go looking, you go, like, you want to go get yourself a new table, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get the Emily table, and then all of a sudden, guess what? It ain't named after her. It is her.
I mean, if that happens, you're getting a phone call.
That's like, fine. Right. You're like, yeah, I have a child named Emily who now says she lives here.
I'm like, Bobby, I don't know what to do.
They're like, all right, this is exactly what we're going to do. You're like, you have scenarios for this. I'm like, I'm just saying I have time.
Yeah, call the wolf. Mm-hmm. I call the wolf from Pulp Fiction to fix this shit.
You know, I never saw a Pulp Fiction.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Well, like, is it surprising?
I mean, it never ceases to surprise me.
I'm the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Batman, like I told you?
Nope.
That should be...
I watched Power.
Alright, so, alright, here's the thing. Finish Power.
And then you'll have
another homework assignment for me.
Okay.
Okay?
That's fair.
That's fine. I don't want to overwhelm you. I don't want to give you too many projects.
No, you've always been good at being like, all right, just do this.
Yeah, I'm not like, watch this, and this. Like, mm-hmm. And by the way, you have till Monday. Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right. Like, you know, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do this podcast anymore. Like, this got a little too serious. I'm like, and you know, good luck with Emily. Like,
me and Emily, it's like, is that your daughter? It's like, well, that's a funny story.
Yeah, it's according to Wayfair, like, I own her now, so kind of.
Can you imagine if somebody actually did, somebody stupid enough to be like, all right, I'll buy the $15,000 dresser. I wonder, it must be really good quality. And then and then they get it and they're like, they just open the box. And
it's a fucking child.
Yeah, like, you're like, what? What?
It's like the Zach Wilson of little children.
Yeah, right? It's like, you're going to be a football player.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God.
Horrible.
Yeah. Well, I guess the good news is, in all this, it looked like it was raining. Mm-hmm. So that rain looks like it probably will knock off some of this pollen and everything that's on the trees.
And we're getting towards the end of it too. Like, once we get through these next week or so, hopefully we can start to kind of get back to normal breathing and
segue back into regular conversations. Not joking about child trafficking and
Just poor things. Little children and pandas showing up at Kevin's door.
Yeah, exactly. And
some watch list now.
Yeah, I know. Once enough people hear this, so like, I'm gonna get a knock on the door. And this it's might gonna be one, fucking this federales.
This might be one of those things where it's like, this episode was an hour and 34 minutes. It is now an hour and 20 minutes.
If you see me on Instagram story being like, hey guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need everybody to Venmo me some cash.
Right.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
all of our listeners, like, yes. We are now crowdsourcing Kevin's bail.
Yeah, I was like, I have a GoFundMe page going on right now. Can you mm-hmm. please just help a brother out? I don't want to be a statistic. Thanks. Love y'all.
I swear I won't run.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, on that note, I think we should wrap things up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
This is Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And this is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. We'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.